Well, nearly 18 million cruise ship passengers visited St. Thomas and St. John alone last year. But now ports on the Dutch side of St. Martin, on St. Thomas and Tortola, are closed indefinitely. Three of the busiest cruise ports in the world, Miami, Port Everglades, and Port Canaveral, were also briefly closed. Andrew Coggins is a cruise analyst and management professor at Pace University's Lubin School of Business. Professor, what did Irma do to the industry?
Well, they have to cancel a number of cruises and terminate a number of cruises earlier, so they will end up compensating the guests. So normally they give them a credit towards a future cruise.
Yeah. Well, and Port Key West was another one that is closed indefinitely, as are the ones in, as we said, the Caribbean. What does that do? I mean, they're talking about weeks to months to bring this up.
Well, what will happen is the islands will let the cruise lines know when they're able to take cruise ships. And then the cruise ships will start sending the ships in, because that will start bringing in money from outside, probably faster than the hotels can come back online.
Yeah, can bring people more. But the thing about a cruise ship is you want to disembark and go buy things. And if there's nothing to see, I mean, you know, you're saying it'll bring people in before hotels, which will have a harder time coming back. But will people want to go?
Well, the cruise lines will manage it so that there'll be something there for people to see and do when they go in there.
Yeah.
It won't be exactly what it was before.
Look, Norwegian Cruise Line says they're replacing all Eastern Caribbean itineraries at least through November, a couple months there. What are those stops?
The Eastern Caribbean would be San Juan, St. Thomas, St. Martin, St. Martin, Barbuda, Anguilla, and Antigua. They're reachable on a one-week cruise from Florida, several ports in 1 week.
We talked about the ships that were offering relief, which is just great. But do you have it? Has anybody come up with numbers yet, trying to figure out how much of a hit might the industry take?
No, that hasn't been determined yet. Once they have an idea of the full extent of the damage, which is still in the process of being assessed, and what a recovery schedule might look like, then they'd be able to say what the impact on the industry's earnings would be.
Yeah.
The industry on a whole is doing quite well. I think this year they're going to carry over 24 million passengers worldwide. And it's growing by leaps and bounds in Asia, especially the Chinese outbound market. However, the Caribbean is the largest area, but all the Caribbean hasn't been affected by the storm.
Okay. That's Andrew Coggins, cruise analyst and management professor at Pace University's Lubin School of Business. Professor Andrew, thank you.
Thank you very much for having me.